Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by nurses from the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic System. We have Sandy Couples, Med-Surg Coordinator, Michelle Fisher, ER Nurse, Shannon Overton, ER Nurse, and Leanne Broderson, a nurse with the clinic at Knoxville. And this is National Nurses Week, and today happens to be Nurses Day. Sandy, can you kind of explain to us what made you want to be a nurse?
It was high school. It was career day, and I went to speak to some of the people at career day and felt like I always wanted to help people. When I was little, I was always taking care of everyone and decided to go into nursing.
It was just kind of an easy decision for you then. What would you say is the hardest part of your job?
The sadness with a loved one that's passing, and being there for the family is the most important thing.
Sure.
You know, that's the worst part, though.
Yeah. And the longer you are a nurse, does that get any easier?
No. It's never easy.
Sure.
But just being there for the family is the most important thing.
Right. And how long have you been a nurse?
Going on 30 years, telling my age, but about 30 years. I've done quite a few things. I worked for a hospital for 20 years in Newton, and I also am a medical examiner investigator for Newton, for Jasper County, and I've done nursing supervisor for 12 years prior to coming here.
So, well, congratulations on almost 30 years.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've got a couple ER nurses here with us today. Michelle, you're an ER nurse.
Yes.
How is being an ER nurse different than anything else?
Nothing is ever the same. You're constantly on your toes. There's always that, almost like your adrenaline is pumping all the time, because no matter what comes through the door, it can be at any time. I happen to work overnights, so it could be any time of the night, early morning, and you never know exactly what it's going to be. And that little, the secret ones that come in as one thing and they end up being something entirely different. You're on all cylinders at all times, and you find a great way to not only be able to have assessment skills as a nurse, but you, as a person, you're watching their demeanor, you're watching the way they present themselves, how they speak, how their family is around them, to kind of give you cues too. So you're constantly on your toes and on, just on all the time.
You kind of learn to expect the unexpected.
Correct.
In
yes.
The ER.
You very much
yeah.
do. Yeah.
And you know, with the patients maybe that can't speak for themselves, that has to be kind of hard sometimes.
It is. It is. And I think that's one of the reasons that I became a nurse, too, was for the advocacy for patients, to be that voice when they don't have a voice or they don't have someone who can have a voice for them. You're that person who can speak for them and can help them through a transition, through hard periods, to get their across what they're needing to get across. So you take on a role not only as a provider of healthcare, but then also as an additional voice to make sure that they're heard and all of their needs are met.
Sure. Kind of an advocate for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then Shannon, you're an ER nurse as well. What's your favorite part of being an ER nurse?
I love just the variety of things that you see. You see so many different types of patients, types of problems, and I mean, you get so much more experience, I think, just having different things and just interaction with different people, different age groups.
Leanne joins us from the clinic. What's your favorite part about being a nurse in the clinic?
I also like the variety that we have. We do everything from OB with Dr. Raleigh to new babies to middle age up to, you know, over 100 years old, just acute things and chronic conditions, and we go to the nursing home. So I guess one of my favorite things is you get to know the patient, formed bonds with quite a few of them, and just kind of know what they've been through and what kind of care they need.
Is there a difficult part working in the clinic?
I don't know. There's just a lot of different kinds of paperwork that comes with a lot of the home care patients, probably, but just the most difficult part is when patients that you care about aren't feeling well or you have some pass away. So that's just the worst part about it, I guess.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the four of you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Sandy Couples, Michelle Fisher, Shannon Overton, and Leanne Broderson for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.